Time for business news now. Connor Brophy's here. Morning, Connor.
Morning, Gavin. It's expected quarterly figures due out this afternoon in the US will show strong growth from the world's largest economy, boosted by lower oil prices. Gross domestic product probably expanded at an annualized pace of 3%, according to a survey of economists by the newswire Reuters. That would be the fifth quarter out of the past six that the US economy has shown growth at an annual pace of 3% or higher. Contrast that with a Eurozone economy, which is struggling to maintain a pace of just over 0.5%. Over 30 billion euro worth of loans were sold by Irish banks and the National Asset Management Agency last year, and a new report by accountants PwC predicts at least a further 6 billion will be sold this year. Much of that was property-related debt, and the Irish market accounted for almost a third of the total loan sales by European banks last year. There remains around 2 trillion worth of unwanted loans on bank balance sheets, according to PwC, which says the market for loan portfolios is expected to remain buoyant for some time to come. Google has cut back investment in its Google Glass project just a month after announcing it was almost ready to progress towards full commercialization of the wearable technology. The company said the Glass headset, which enables users to access a range of internet-powered features, film what they can see, and take video calls in vision, had failed to meet internal targets. Here's Google's chief financial officer, Patrick Pichette, explaining on a conference call with investors what Google expects from projects such as Glass and what happens if they fail to perform.
In cases where we achieve success against our milestones, we expand our investments. In other cases, when the teams aren't able to hit hurdles, but we think there's still a lot of promise, we might ask them to take a pause and take the time to reset their strategy, as we recently did in the case of Glass. And in those situations where projects don't have the impact we had hoped for, we do take the tough calls. We make the decision to cancel them, and you've seen us do this time and time again.
Finally for now, in currencies, the euro trading at $1 US dollar 13.3 cents and 75.2 pence sterling.